15 beyond a riverside, Parthenia thus to Chloe cried, while from the fair nymph's eyes apace another stream o'erflowed her beauteous face. Ah, happy nymph, said she, that can so little value that false creature man. Of the perfidious things would cry, they love, they bleed, they burn, they die. But if they're absent half a day, nay, if they stay but one poor hour away, no more they die, no more complain, but like unconstant wretches live again. If that you do their vows believe, then you are lost without reprieve. For mates that credulous and free are ruined soon by their inconstancy. With sugared words they will trepan, no creature ever was so false as man. The sad effects myself have tried, by one that vowed for love he died. My pity overcame disdain, and I requited him with love again. Which makes me say with looks so wan, no creature ever was so false as man. For when I thought he loved me most, he proved false unto my cost, and like a fickle wretch to change his mind mongst other beauties for to range. Therefore she happy is that can so little value that false creature man. When I upon the flowery plains did feed my flocks free from love's pains, and rested near the crystal streams, not one affrighted with such idle dreams. Then could I say 'tis I then can so little value that false creature man. But since that love did me ensnare, my heart is filled with grief and care. My looks are changed and I complain, being requited with such deep disdain. Then sure she happy is that can so little value that false creature man. Wild beasts that in the woods do range unto their mates are not so strange as men are to their loves untrue, which makes poor simple mates so deeply rue. And say she happy is that can so little value that false creature man. You birds that warble in the grove and hear the falsehood of my love, bear witness of my sad complaint, who am with grief and sorrow like to faint. Help me to learn, if that you can, no more to value that false creature man. The marble rocks that do divide the foaming billows as they glide, not so obdurate are in kind as men who unto falsehood are inclined. Therefore she happy is that can so little value that false creature man. The gods above will sure chastise such fickle lovers' treacheries, and Cupid with his powerful bow will make them all their errors for to know. That they may love those nymphs that can so little value that false creature man. You virgins all who hear my moan, let me not languish all alone. Come and assist me in my need, lest that my broken heart with sorrow bleed. Help me to learn, if that no more to value that false creature man. One of a thousand you'll not find that's true and bears a faithful mind, but of your hearts they'll you bereave, and then disloyally they will you leave. Then sure she happy is that can so little value that false creature man. Oh, that such falsehood should remain within that heart whose deep disdain hath brought me so to sad despair as never for mankind again to care. Oh, let me say if that you can, no more I'll value that false creature man. Into some desert I will go, and weary out my ways in woe, and with the turtle there complain, and never come in mortal sight again. But strive by all the means I can, no more to value that false creature man. Then let all virgins have a care, and of their treacheries beware. Let my mishap your warning be, and trust not to their infidelity. Let me advise you if you can, no more to value that false creature man.
Under a pleasant willow shade, a mentor sat and heard the maid, and unto her he did reply, "Oh, why, Parthenia, prithee tell me why? You do complain so grievously, since men are not so false as women be. When as in love we use our hearts, we find you have obdurate hearts, although at first our flames do burn, like winter's morning into frost you turn. So by the consequence you see, that men are not so false as women be. Why should a man confined be to such a piece of vanity, or dost upon a tempting snare that nature hath at unawares made fair? No, cast them off, for you will see that men are not so false as women be. They love, they fawn, they sigh, they pray, and yet will turn to haste next day. The more you sue, the more they shun, by which poor shepherds are undone. So that by consequence you see that men are not as false as women be. They think the God of love allows they should be false and break their vows. It is a miracle to find one of a thousand bears a constant mind. Therefore you may confess with me that men are not so false as women be. They say they'll love but not tell when, they'll give a heart and take again. If you entreat and sue and pray, they'll turn their heads another way. So that by consequence you are that men are not so false as women be. If that they see you pine and die, they'll triumph in your misery. No pity lies in frown nor smile, their wavering minds are so full of guile. Therefore you may confess with me that men are not so false as women be. Too much experience I've had, that few so good to many bad. Though like a skeleton you appear, a cruel nymph shall never drop a tear. Therefore, by consequence, you see that men are not so false as women be. Though Cupid bid them love again, yet they so stupid do remain. For love they cruelty will show, and scorn for to submit unto his bow. So by the sequel you may see that men are not so false as women be. Then let not any shepherd swain hereafter value their disdain, since women is so vain a toy, will find some other pastime to enjoy. For why, by this you plainly see that men are not so false as women be. Their siren voices I'll not hear, nor from my eyes let fall a tear. Now Cupid's shaft I will defy, for wounding me with love to make me die. Since that you may confess with me that men are not so false as women be. Thus to all nymphs I'll bid adieu, until I find one that's true, or in some grove I'll be confined, to cure my grief and ease my troubled mind. For now you must confess and see that men are not so false as women be.